In Southeast Michigan, students and parents were being shortchanged by their schools. Performance was falling. There was little accountability and few choices. Then Congressman Joe Nolenberg went to work. He created new programs to ensure that our children can read and that schools are held accountable for results. Congressman Joe Nolenberg, making a difference. In the Republican primary for U.S. Congress in District 2, Arizona's U.S. Senator John McCain believes the best person for the job is John Keegan. Here's Senator McCain.
There's one powerful interest group you haven't heard Al Gore attack yet, and you won't. It's the education monopoly run by union bosses and bureaucrats who control our public school system, a system where taxpayers have spent billions to improve our schools, only to see test scores stagnate or drop.
As a boy, John Burris walked through jeering protesters to attend Milford's first integrated public school. He captained his high school football team, and Summers taught swimming to handicapped children in Lewis.
Carnahan voted against permanently repealing the death tax, against permanently repealing the marriage tax penalty, and against giving the president authority to expand trade for our state. No wonder so many people are talking about Jim Talent.
In Congress, John Sununu is working to secure America's future by voting to strengthen Social Security and Medicare. John Sununu voted to include prescription drug coverage through Medicare, increase Medicare payments to hospitals and home health services, and extend the life of the Medicare Trust Fund. We have a right to be afraid. If Al Gore succeeds in scrapping the gasoline engine, it could cost us our jobs. On November 7th, vote your future by voting for George Bush for president. Better schools, better roads, a cleaner environment, an all-out war on teen drug use. Joe Scheme for Congress.
The more you listen to Democrats, the more you have to wonder about Chris Van Hollen. Paid for by Friends of Connie Morella for Congress.